From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. You know Siberian Husky dogs. They're gorgeous. They have thick coats, almond-shaped eyes, and, oh my gosh, those eyes. They can be brown or blue, but you've all seen the pictures of the Husky with those amazing sky blue eyes. Just gorgeous. Well, Huskies in the Treasure Valley need your help. The West Valley Humane Society, which is doing a little construction work on their facility, has 25 Huskies that need a home. And a lot of Huskies apparently come into shelters. I didn't know this, partly because they have special needs. So we invited Jennifer Atkins, the executive director of the West Valley Humane Society, to join us to tell us more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with Huskies. Why are they special? They make good pets, right? They're great pets.
They make great pets. They are such beautiful dogs, like you were saying. Just gorgeous to look at, gorgeous personalities. They can be just treasured members of the family. Very smart, very athletic. So they're excellent dogs, excellent pets. But with that comes, you know, great responsibility because they're so smart and because they're so athletic. They are known for being escape artists. So a lot of the dogs that come into us are actually strays. And sometimes their owners come to get them. Sometimes they don't. We usually have about 30% reclaim rate on any of our dogs that come into our facility for whatever reason. So these dogs, you know, come in as strays and sit on our adoption floor for a while before finding their forever home. So sometimes they're reclaimed and sometimes not. And I think a lot of times, especially with breeds like Huskies, some people just don't have the capability to care for a dog that is as high maintenance as a Husky is. They're really great dogs, like I was saying, but they need lots of exercise and they need secure housing. So you can't just put those dogs in the backyard and expect that they'll just hang out in the backyard. They know how to climb fences. They will find ways to jump over fences or find weak spots. So they're definitely a breed that if left to their own devices, they will sit and think and strategize about how I'm going to get out and go run around and have a good time out in the community.
Oh, and I know they need a lot of family interaction, right? They're very social. You can't just park them at home and then go to work for 8 hours. They've got to be around people.
Absolutely. Yes. They are very social dogs. I mean, you have to consider what they were bred for, right? They were bred as working dogs and, you know, on those like sled dog teams, for instance. So, they're used to having other dogs around. They're used to having, being around people 24/7, on those sled dog teams, they're with their people and their teammates, round the clock. Because they're so agile and because they're so social, they crave that during the day. And so they're definitely not a dog that you can just leave at home in a crate for 8 to 10 hours and come home, throw a ball an hour or two in the backyard and call it a day. Like these are dogs that really need socialization pretty much throughout the day. And so they're not really great apartment dogs.
We're speaking with Jennifer Atkins, executive director of the West Valley Humane Society. You've got a lot of Huskies right now for adoption, and that's part because you've got Raise the Rough going on. That's the construction project. How's the project going? You've got what, 25 Huskies, I think?
Yes. Currently we have 25 Huskies available for adoption, which is why we are running a promotion right now for a $5 adoption fee for any of our Huskies. So we're hoping that entices people to come and meet some of our Huskies and see if they can fall in love with one. We're trying to lower fees to kind of help get people through the doors and bring down some of those barriers to adoption. And yes, like you said, we've got our Raise the Roof campaign, which means our roof project is underway. Yesterday they were out here removing the fence. So we're actually It's actually happening now. it's been in the works, and it's been in talks for almost, gosh, I want to say like a year and a half now, just the strategizing about it and, coming up with the plan for it. So it's finally happening. The fence is coming down. Our kennels will be torn down in a number of days. And then that roof will come off, and they'll start construction on our hardtop roof.
Oh, so exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if someone wants to adopt a husky or maybe foster a husky, how do they get in touch?
They can get in touch with us either by stopping by. We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, or they can reach us on our website at westvalleyhumanesociety.org.
All right. We've been speaking with Jennifer Adkins, Executive Director of the West Valley Humane Society. They're asking folks to come out and adopt a husky dog during the Raise the Rough construction. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.